we may be sure that whatever changes there may be in human affairs, whatever reverses we may undergo, whatever oceans we may cross, or whatever mountains we may climb, or in whatever worlds we may hereafter take up our abode, God is the same. This is a quote coming to you from Barnes Notes. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Preparing for Jesus' Coming. We will continue our study in expository fashion with the book of James. In this broadcast, we will use as our main text James 1:17, which says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Now, as an introduction to this teaching, I would like to give you a quote from the Treasury of David. This is what they said: "Even in affliction, God is good and does good. This is the confession of experience. God is essential goodness in himself, and in every attribute of his nature, he is good in the fullest sense of the term. Indeed, he has a monopoly of goodness, for there is none good but one, that is God. God is not latent and ill-active goodness. He displays himself by his doings. He is actively beneficent. He does good. How much good he does, no tongue can tell. How good he is, no heart can conceive." Now, in the first 16 verses of James chapter 1, James dealt with trials and temptations, or temptations that come as a result of trials. And in verse 13, this is what he said: "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." And then in verse 17, he had this to say: "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights." James's argument here is this: instead of sending temptation, God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. The concept of his goodness rules out any possibility that he would send an influence as destructive as temptation. The Zondervan King James Version commentary said, "That which God sends to his children does not intend their destruction, but their blessing." Oh, you need to hear this, especially if you are under attack, you're going through a severe trial right now. You need to hear this. Let me say it again. "That which God sends to his children does not intend their destruction, but their blessing." Here in verse 17, James is answering the implication of verse 13 that God may sometimes tempt to evil. Let me make this clear. God tries his saints, but he never tries them with an evil intent so as to tempt them. So to reinforce his teaching that God doesn't tempt people, James reminds us of what God does do. And he tells us clearly, God gives good and perfect gifts. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad that he does? He gives good and perfect gifts. and as a capstone to his argument that God doesn't test anyone, James offers a brilliant picture of the character of God. And we're going to see that in verse 17. And it could be summed up in these words: God is good and God never changes. Okay, so verse 17, this is what it says: every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Don't you just love the fact that James used the word gift? Everybody loves a gift. Everyone loves to receive gifts. It makes you so happy. It brings great joy to your heart. Well, God is no exception. He loves to give gifts to us. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Well, what is a gift? A gift is something that expresses the mind and betokens the love of the giver. So look what James is saying here about God. He's saying every good gift and every perfect gift. He's telling us God is a giver of gifts. He loves to give gifts, but he just doesn't give any kind of gift. He gives good gifts, perfect gifts. And then he qualified. He said not just some gifts, but every gift. James said every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. It expresses his mind and the love that God has to the giver, or to the one receiving the gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Well, you have to ask yourself, are they one and the same, or are they different? No, they are different. James is using different terminology here for a reason. Every good gift. This implies the act of giving, the action of giving. It implies whatever is benevolent in its character and tendency. It's showing that God is a giver. He loves to give. And it also implies whatever tends to holiness. Morally speaking, it's a good gift. It tends to holiness. Then we come to every perfect gift. This implies the highest degree of good gifts. It takes you to a higher level. It's just not a good gift, it's a perfect gift. And this refers to those gifts that perfect us the most. And it implies whatever tends to glory, to bring great glory to God, or it implies whatever tends to completion or perfection. Every good gift and every perfect gift, James goes on to tell us, is from above. He tells us where it's coming from above. It's coming from God. God is often represented as dwelling above in heaven. And the Jewish writers use this to mean from God. They would say from above, meaning it's coming from God. So rather than sending testing to break people, God sends good gifts. He's the author of everything good. It's so important that we get this in our hearts today. And the commonplace idea of Jewish and Greek wisdom was that the people in antiquity would often affirm that what was in the heavens was perfect. So it's coming from above. So it's perfect. Matthew Henry said, "Let corrupt men run into whatever notions they will. The truth, as it is in Jesus, stands thus, that God is not, cannot be, the author and patronizer of anything that is evil, but must be acknowledged as the cause and spring of everything that is good. James said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And then he added, and cometh down from the Father of lights. We know that if it comes down, it has to come from God, from above. It's coming down from the Father of lights. Now, it's interesting that James referred to God as the Father of lights. Throughout the Bible, we see that God is called the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the Father of glory, the Father of all, the Father of spirits. And now here, James says, the Father of lights. These gifts are coming down from the Father of lights. And in the Bible, sometimes that word Father had the meaning of creator or source. The creator or source. In this case, the Father of lights, it connotes his creative power. It gives you this image of his exalted glory and power. The Father of lights. He's the creator of heavenly bodies. We're talking about the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. So these gifts come from above, come down from the Father of lights. And then James added, with whom is no variableness. Now, I want to make note of this. That word variableness, it occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. But James uses it here. Now, we have to remember, he's talking to Christians who are going through trials, through severe testings. And he's talking about gifts coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. And what he means there, with whom there's no change, no variation, no alteration, no vicissitude. He also used this term, variableness. This is an astronomical term. It's descriptive of the varying positions of the heavenly bodies causing changes in the seasons of the year. He's bringing forth a resemblance here between God and the sun. When he said, Father of lights, the source of light, there's a strong resemblance between God and the sun. But then he brings in this contrast that, but in the sun, there are certain changes. The sun doesn't shine on all parts of the earth at the same time, nor in the same manner all year. The sun rises and sets. It has its eclipses, its turnings, and it casts its shadows. And we all understand that James is using these words so we can understand. We have a picture in our minds of the sun casting a shadow, of rising and setting. But then he says, but this Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, God is not like the sun in this respect. With God, there's no variableness. There's not even the appearance of turning. He is always the same at all seasons of the year, in all ages. There are no changes or fluctuations in his character, his mode of being, his purpose and plans, his nature, perfection, promises, or gifts. There's no variableness, no change. He is always the same. He's constant. Unlike the sun, he's constant in the emanations of his goodness, without casting any dark shadow of evil. He, being holy, can turn to that which is evil. He, being the fountain of light, he can't be the cause of darkness in someone's life. Evil can't proceed from him, nor can he tempt any to it. The King James Study Bible notes said this, since all changes are either for the better or for the worse, God is unchanging because he is perfect and cannot get better nor become worse. So we see here that James is telling us every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And James is speaking to people who are going through severe testings, trials, and he's getting a point across to them. And we want to look at this in closing. He's bringing forth the character of God through one verse of scripture. He's telling them, in your trial, you need to know, you need to remember that God is good. And you need to also remember and know that he doesn't change. This is what James is getting across to them. Through one verse of scripture, he's telling them, don't forget. Put this deep into your hearts. Carry it with you. God is good, and God does not change. In closing, I want to give you two scriptures that go along with this depiction of God's character. First of all, God is good. In Psalm 73:1, the psalmist said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Truly, meaning surely it is so. God is good to Israel. Oh, you need to lay this down as a firm conviction. Truly, God is good. No matter what you're going through today, you need to put this deep in your heart. Make this a firm conviction. God is good. Whatsoever Satan insinuates and says to the contrary, yet God is good. How ill soever things go in the world, or how ill soever it fares with God's church or with his people, yet God is good. Notwithstanding the variety and frequency of your sufferings, or those sorrows salute you at your first awaking in the morning, and trouble attends you to bed at night, though temptations many and terrible make batteries against your spirits, yet God is good. Though God may for a while hide his face, or sometimes seem negligent, yet God is good, certainly good. He's only good. He's nothing else but good. His goodness is beyond dispute, without mixture. Make sure of what you do know. You may think, well, I don't know too much, but or you may know a lot, but make sure you know this, that God is good. Because this will be a good anchor hold when you're molested by mysterious storms which arise from things you don't understand. God is good, and also God does not change. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Look who is speaking. The great I am that I am. He's telling you today, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I change not. The Lord is the unchanging one. He doesn't change. He doesn't alter. He's not different. He's constant. He stays the same. Your circumstances may have changed. Your life all around you may have changed. Your health may have changed. Your financial situation may have changed, but God has not changed. He's still good. And in closing, I give to you a quote from the Biblical Illustrator. This is what they said. The unchanging God. There are two facts for us to look at here. The first fact, that this world and all that is in it are full of change. The second fact, that God who made us and from whom comes every good gift is unchanging. The face of the earth and the history of its people are always changing. If we turn from the world of nature and look at ourselves, we shall see change everywhere. Seeing these constant changes in the world, in ourselves, in our friends, it becomes a tremendous thought that God is just the same as ever. Remember that. If you are facing troubles and we don't know what the future holds, we don't know, we're living in these last days, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we do know two things. We know that God is good, and we know that God never changes. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Preparing for Jesus' Coming. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.